I'm Diane Atwood. I write the blog Catching Health. In honor of Father's Day, I'm reading a story I wrote about my father in 2002. We spent a lot of time that year exploring camp roads along Watchuck Lake in Standish, Maine. We cruise along in his shiny white pickup truck. Dad and I are traveling on a road that takes us both back to our childhoods. "Here's the camp road," I said. "There used to be a sign nailed to the tall pine tree in the corner, a sign bearing our family name, pointing the way to the camp my grandparents built when my dad was just a boy. I love these excursions to Watchuck Lake. In the fall, we crisscrossed its perimeter. My dad's eyes would sparkle and sometimes mist up as he gazed across the water. Your uncle swam out to that island one summer," he told me proudly. "I hauled rocks from that end of the lake to our camp. Your mother and I spent our honeymoon here. Your Uncle Jimmy came along. You kids would always argue about who saw the lake first whenever we came up." I treasure these moments and memories because for many years, decades even, I didn't know my father very well. His work, he was in the Army, often kept him away, and when he was home, he usually had a drink in his hand. I could tell when he'd been drinking because his eyes would glaze over and he had trouble walking and talking. Looking back, I'm grateful he didn't hurt us when he had too much to drink. He never would have intentionally, but sometimes he would try to play with us or tease us, and we would be afraid of him and would want him to just go away. I'm the oldest of 8 children and left home first. It was harder for my mother and brothers and sisters because Dad's drinking got worse as the years passed. When we were both adults, my sister came to me and said we should do something because Dad was clearly an alcoholic. I disagreed, saying, "He just likes to drink." Today, it amazes me to realize how easy it is to deny the truth, even when it's been staring you in the face forever. About a year after my sister spoke to me, I couldn't deny the truth any longer. In preparation for an interview I was doing for my work, I was a television reporter at the time, I read a book about adult children of alcoholics. The reaction I had was visceral. The hair on the back of my neck stood on end, and I felt as if I was being punched in the belly. I was so rattled I had to go into the bathroom and throw cold water on my face. That book could have been written about my family. I shared what I learned with my mother and siblings, and we all decided to work with an alcoholism counselor to learn more about the disease and how to do an intervention on Dad. After several weeks of counseling, she helped us write letters describing, with love and respect, 2 times that we knew he had been drinking and how we were affected by his behavior. Dad wasn't involved until the actual day of the intervention, when my sister asked him to join us for a family meeting. When they arrived, we were all seated in a circle with our counselor. We invited him in and briefly explained what we were doing. One by one, we read our letters. We told him we loved him, and we asked him to please get help for his drinking problem. We had already made arrangements for him to be admitted to an alcoholism treatment program. He didn't want to go. He even told us he didn't have a problem and had actually quit drinking several weeks before. He finally relented. Now, my dad and I spend countless hours bouncing along dusty camp roads. If he had continued drinking, I have no doubt that it would have killed him years ago. Instead, not only can we trade stories about the past and recall happy memories of camp, we can talk about the future and the family being together on the lake for a reunion. He parks the car, reaches for his cane, and eases himself out of the truck. We are on the far shore of the lake, squinting across the water at the family camp. We've explored roads he never knew existed and even discovered a small camp that as a boy he was convinced was a mansion. And I have discovered my father, and I am grateful for this time we have together. With his permission and his blessing, I wrote this story about my father, Bob Sweat, in 2002. He had been sober 17 years since the day we did the intervention. He remained sober until he died in December 2009, surrounded by my mother and all 8 of us kids. The summer after he died, as we did every year, we went to the lake for our annual summer reunion. It wasn't Watchuck Lake, but we had a wonderful time, and we knew that Dad would be there. He always was.